Okay, so we really spoke about the Kolam HaRefuah, so we're going to talk about some more of the technical praktistik in Yanin that we didn't get a chance to talk about. So Chaf Beis, an important Sif here, tells us that Mavirin Gildei Hamaka, you could take off the gladim of the wound, is the scabs that form on the wounds. The sechon so b'shemen, you could rub it with oil. Avalo b'chelev mepneishu namuach. You can't rub it with chelev because that's gonna melt, and that's a problem of turning a solid into a liquid. It's a very nogel meisa. This is a very common shayla. Comes up with chapped hands or chapped lips. You know, different issues. What could you do about it? Many will tell you there's nothing they could do about it. There's something that really could drive a person crazy. The whole Shabbos, they have like their lips are peeling and they're going crazy. So the first part of the sif just said, Mavir and Gildei Hamaka. So you're allowed to take off scabs on Shabbos, right? Sometimes there's things that are driving a person crazy. You know, a lot of times you see people who are normally very careful about Shomer Shabbos when it comes to different things that are like driving them crazy. You know, like some piece of skin hanging somewhere, or something with a nail or hangnails, different things. Sometimes it could be natural. So there is a certain room for hechter here. One thing it tells us here, which is a chiddush, you're allowed to take a scab off on Shabbos. I would have thought that should be aser. Stam pulling off a nail. If someone would take off a regular nail, just cut a nail with a nail clipper, that would be an iser of gozei. So scab is mutter though. A scab is mutter because it's something that falls off by itself. The nature of a scab is to fall off. The body wants it to fall off and it heals and it naturally falls off. So therefore, that's not considered a problem of gozes. That's why, you know, in Hilchos Nida we learned that it makes a chatzitza. A scab is a chatzitza because it's not considered part of the person. It's considered as just sitting there while the mak is healing, and then when it's ready to fall off, it already becomes a chatzitza. Right? So a woman, she had a problem with a scab, it's really an old scab, she really would be allowed to take it off. Women don't usually know this, but for the mikveh, they would be allowed to take off such a scab, even on Shabbos. Now, dry skin is less clear what to do. So this we find in Lamed Aleph, it's from a Gemara Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara tells us that it's tziporin and tzitzin that are partially off. Right? They're hanging, but they're partially off. They're already partially detaching. So it tells us that if they're rov, pirshum ruban, if it's majority disconnected, so then if it's bothering you, if it's a person with tzar, so he's allowed to take it off. Allowed to pull it off. And the heter being, because it's a shvus to shvus. Shvus to shvus, because you're not taking it off with the kli, you're doing it with the shinui, just taking it off with your hands is already a shinui. Or taking it off with your teeth would be a shinui. And the skin itself is mostly off. It's mostly disconnected. Rashi says, since it's mostly off, so therefore, he says it's krovalanatic. It's close to falling off. It's naturally going to fall off because once something's mostly off, if you don't pay attention to it, just rubbing around during the day, it's going to fall off itself. So since it's going to fall off, it's not considered a real malachas. If it's a rabbanon, it's a shvus to shvus. The Rambam says a shvus to shvus is mutter for any tzorach gadol. So any tzorach gadol is mutter shvus to shvus. So therefore, if it's driving someone crazy and they have some skin or nail or something that's mostly detached, so they're allowed to pull it off. Same thing would be true for a woman who goes to the mikvah. That's also the tzorach gadol, that these things that pose a chatzitza problem, she'd be allowed to pull it off. What exactly is considered parash ruba? So it isn't 100% clear how to figure that out. So there's a Prima Gadim. So he tells us what that means. Not so clear. He says by fingernail, it's pretty clear what it means. Most of the fingernail has to be off. But let's say a hangnail, you know, the those little pieces of skin by the fingernail. So those, what does it mean that it's mostly off? What's mostly off? So he says the way you figure out mostly off is you imagine, he says, if you were to continue pulling it, and you pull it off, would you rip more than was already disconnected? Right? If you can imagine that. Like sometimes people have like sunburned skin, and they're just like desperate to like, you know, it's like hanging there, okay, whatever. Those are my folks' graphics. But you look at, I mean, the basic idea is it looks like it's going to fall off itself pretty soon anyway, because it's mostly peeled off already. The Gemara has another heter, in Erev Kuf Gimel, it talks about a yavelis yavesha, a dried up wart, or something like that. Not exactly clear what those words mean. Yavelis yavesha, some sort of growth something, let's imagine a wart, something that that's dried up, and it's ready to fall off, and it's so brittle that it's like dry and it crumbles. So it tells us that that's only a din d'rabbanan, and therefore biyad would be a shvus d'shvus, because it's already ready to fall off. And usually that's what drives people the craziest, I think. You know, when there's something that's already partially off, so that could sometimes be a hetter. Now the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the next thing it tells us is that a maka you can be sachen also b'shenim. Any sort of maka, you're allowed to rub oil into it. So this is also a very big heter, right? People have chapped skin or chapped hands and chapped lips, so you're able to rub in oil. So be'etzem that's pashut, and it's bigger pashut the Gemara, even for a fuwa that's mutter. Even if your kavana is not to do it for pleasure, to soften your skin, that it feels good, that it makes it look good, it's just for pleasure, it's just for, even if you're saying, I'm doing it in order to heal the maka, still going to be mutter. The reason for that is what we know is that anything that's normally done for briyam, a healthy person does, so even if he does it with intention for a fua, so since it doesn't look like a maisa or a fua, so therefore it's mutter. So right, just like we saw, a person who's achzadam, he's allowed to go into a pool of cold water on Shabbos, even though he's going there for a fua. But la maisa, healthy people also sometimes cool off on Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter. So therefore, in the Gemara, this is Rishonim, this is a straight din of heter. You're allowed to rub oil on your skin, even for a fuah. So the Beis Yosef in Shin Chaf Zayin, so right before Shin Chaf Ches, that's the first place he talks about being sach l'shemen. So he says a tremendous chiddush. He says in his days, nobody is sach. And since no one's sach, so therefore, he says, you're not allowed to be sach on Shabbos. He says, you're not allowed to be sach on Shabbos because it's mochach, you're doing it for a refuah. Because no one would ever rub any lotion on themselves if it wasn't for a refuah. Gets this in the Mishnah on Kufir Aleph, where there it tells us, there's a machlok tanam about a shemen veret, this type of rose oil that was very expensive. So it was so expensive that people wouldn't stam use it when they want to rub themselves down. They wouldn't use shemen veret. They would only use it for a fua, except for b'nei malachim. The princes would use shemen veret daily. So the Mishnah has a machlokus. The chachamim say that you can't use shemen veret because it's mochach, you're doing it for a fua. The Bishimon says that no, kol yisrael b'nei malachim. Every yid's a king. And therefore, you could use shemen veret because it's not viewed as refuah. And even though we know, okay, a yid's a king, but you know, doesn't necessarily mean you still don't have that much money in the bank account to pay for shemen veret. But Afal Pikan Rav Shimon says a yid is right for shemen veret, and therefore it's not a problem of refuah. Halacha lemaisa, we're machmor like the chachamim. Therefore, we don't use shemen veret. So therefore, the Sosa says, l'gabe our medinos, meaning his medinos, so shemen has become like shemen veret. We never use shemen veret. So Mela says it should be yasser. It's interesting to me, you often find this in Achronim, is that they say, Bizman hazeh, this is the din. So zman hazeh, we learn zman hazeh. You know, not necessarily there's zman hazeh or zman hazeh. You know, I can't tell historically exactly how sikha was. So in Chazal's time, it sounds like sikha was always being used. It was like a very basic part of life. The emes is that for sikha to be aser, it has to be, it's really mukhuk that it's not used except for refuah. Right, you know, the Gemara says you're allowed, someone's achzadam is allowed to go into a pool of cold water, even if it's not hot outside. You know, the Gemara says, this Gemara Beit Yid Ches, it says it about the din of being tovel on Shabbos. Being tovel on Shabbos, the Gemara says, should be a problem because it looks like you're being metak and gavra. The Gemara says it's mutter because it could look like you're just cooling off. And the Gemara says, and since we're matter, even be most like shaman. No, who's going to cool off in a pool of water in Mosag Hashem? Afal Pekin, it's shaykh such a thing, so therefore it's mutter. You know, we saw in Sif Lamed Zayin, it's talking about Machal Briyim. It tells us that anything that a healthy person could eat is considered to be food, and even the food it's mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch says that even if it's something that's mazik to some people, and this person would never eat it except for a fool, and anyone watching knows he's doing it for a fool. Afal Pekin, since it's a machel, it's mutter. Right? So, l'chayr, there's a big chiddush here going on, which is that it must be, they really, the idea of smearing something on yourself for pleasure, not for a fool, seems like it just didn't exist. But it's a little funny, you know, it's a little bit of chiddush, you know. It's one of the nuyim of Yom Kippur, not being sach. Sach seems like, you know, something. Sometimes you have dry skin, and it feels good to be sach. You know, we don't, you know, people in learning, we don't do this so much, but I've definitely had people who've told me, you know, more balbatsha people, they go, they get massaged with oil, and they, you know, you go to the pharmacy, there's a whole aisle of lotions, you know. I don't think they're all for a fua, you know. I don't think for people who have some sort of the lotion people, that makes them look good, it makes them feel good, it softens the skin. And I assume that's why it was always used. You know, skin, you know, you get dried out parts of the year, your skin gets dried out. It's not such a strange thing. It could be they didn't use it that way, you know, but I just feel, being menu, you know, often you just see like after the outside the bathroom, there's a thing of lotion. It's not like such a strange thing. So l'chayr, I really hear that should be mutter. If it's a miyucha type of ointment, like A&D ointment, you never use it except for refuah. Okay, so that'll be aser, because that's mukhuch, that it's the refuah. Stam, I don't really hear why it should be aser. Misha Brura, so he says that his medinos, we're never sach. So he goes like the Beis Yosef. But Lamaisa, even he has a heter. He writes a heter, he says sof maka, a maka that's mostly healed already. So he says, that's not b'chal refuah. He says, ein l'chinami, if you are doing refuah, Shem is asl refuah. He says, but if you are being sach a maka, that's not a complete maka, it's a mostly healed maka, it's already being healed. So he says that we don't define as refuah. He says we define it as oneg. Therefore, he says it's mutter. And I saw this from Shmir Shabbos Gehilchosa. He brings this b'shem, the Ksos HaShulchan, which is Rav Chaim Na. He says that a slight irritation, you know, if it's not really a maka, not a full blown maka, but the skin's dry, so then it's mutter to be sach. It's a little funny. What does he mean? He says that's oneg, that's not refuah. I don't know exactly what he means. I'm saying that I thought that b'chal is no problem b'chal. I thought the whole thing shouldn't apply to us. But even if it does apply to us, or even if we're in a place that they attack and never use lotion, so Mishra Brura says afal pekin is a heter, which is it's not the refuah. So why is it not the refuah? He says sof mak is not the refuah. It's oneg. Why is it? It feels good. It's not refuah. It feels good. So I thought l'chayra, you know, if you have dry skin in the winter, where a lot of people, every time, in certain months, they always have dry skin and dry lips. It always happens. So, l'chayra, that's not called refuah. Because that's not called, you can't call that refuah. You know, there's a Gemara we saw on Kuf Chaf Gimel, it's talking about Suvi Yenuka. It says, Rav Sheshes there says it's mutter because it's urchayu. It's something that's done to every baby. Things that are urchayu, they're normal things, so it's not called refuah. So if every winter I get chapped hands, right? That's urchayu, that's part of living. You know, another way to say it might be, like in the day of the Gemara, you have to be sukh. Sukh is a part of living. But even a less dramatic way, just say that for people who get dry hands, putting on lotion, that's a part of living. It's dry hands, it's urchayu, it's not refuah b'chlal. So the emphasis, I don't totally know why, we don't say, okay, so if you're telling me, the Rishabu is telling me that it is mutter to be sukh sometimes because it's oneg, so you're masking your sukh sometimes. So why don't you go the next step and tell me it's mutter completely? So I don't know why that is. But b'lamais, that's a heter. The same thing would be with someone with dry eyes. Some people have chronically dry eyes and they always, several times a day, they put drops in their eyes. So that also, lubricating drops, so also l'chayah that would be mutter, because for them it's r'chayhu, it's just their, that's the teva of their body that they need this. And in meila, it would be doma tesicha, right? Now, it could be it's not common enough that we could say that, right, a healthy person is and doesn't put drops in their eyes. But afal pikin, l'maisa l'chayra, if it's just dry eyes, there's no machla there, could be seen that that's just a piece of his tefa. Okay, so that's one hector. Now, the big shayla is that gets more difficult is what about what people often want to do, they want to put something on their lips like Vaseline, some sort of ointment, you know, ointments that aren't like shemen. Shemen is completely fluid, but what about something that's not fluid, it's like a gel type of substance? So this is an issue. And it's an issue that really relates to a lot of things on Shabbos, you know, relates to brushing teeth on Shabbos. You brush teeth with toothpaste, or you clean your hands with soap. Like different issues have to do with rubbing things on you that aren't totally liquids. So there's an issue here, which is that there's another sugya that's no gay here, which is a sugya of one of the avos melacha, which is mamachik. Mamachik, the actual iser, is smoothing skins of animals, rubbing skins of animals to make them smooth. So the soy hamalacha is smoothing. There's a Mishnah, Kufman Vav and Shabbos. It tells us that there's a tolda of mamachik, which is memareach, which is smearing. It tells us that a barrel, there's a hole in a barrel, and you want to smooth up the barrel, make it a smooth barrel, and you smooth it using shava, wax, to smooth it, the holes in the barrel. So that is chayiv m'shum m'mareach. The mareach, which is a told of a machik, they're making a smooth surface. Right, so too we sort in Shem Chav Ches, right, we sort by the Ritiya. The Gemara says about Ritiya, the Gemara Shabbos saying, hey, that if you smooth some sort of medication on a Ritiya, to smooth out the Ritiya, the bandage, to make it feel better on the wound, so you're chayiv m'shum Mamareach, which is the tolls of Mamachik. Rashi's Lashon says, your machlak gumo sheh beritia. Right? The bandage, you don't want to put a bandage straight on the wound, because the bandage is a little bit abrasive. You want something smooth, so you smooth it out with something, with some sort of ointment, or something, and therefore that's chayiv mishum Mamareach. So, what does this have to do with Vaseline? Could have put Vaseline on his hands on Shabbos or some other lotion on his hands. So Pashas, if you asked me, I would have thought yes. I would have thought completely yes, right? Because Aritiya, you're trying to smooth out the Aritiya. That is something you're doing. If a barrel, a rough barrel, you're trying to smooth it out, and you're putting something in it that makes a smooth surface. when a person's smooth putting on chapstick, let's say putting on Vaseline, right? So what's that shy? You're not smoothing anything out. Right? You have no interest in making your lips smoother, right? Maybe women, they put on lipstick, they want to make their lips smoother. None of them are smoother. What you want to do is you want to lubricate it. You want to make it a moisture, so it's not so dry. Pashtus, I would have thought that's mutter. But even more so, Vaseline isn't very hard. The Gemara says by the Mareach, the Gemara says by the Chavis, it says if he smoothens a barrel with wax, it's chayiv, and if he smooths it out with mishcha, he puts mishcha, which Rashi says is congealed oil, some sort of gel, so then it says asid rabbanu. Right? So here, you're using mishcha, we call it mishcha, an ointment, and it's not being done by chalal to smooth anything out. Right? So I would have thought it should be mutter. Surprisingly, Rav Moshe and others, Chilk Al Simon Kofiud Beit, Rav Moshe writes, it's pashut in that brushing your teeth on Shabbos is aser. And even if you use a Shabbos toothbrush, or a toothbrush that doesn't have any schita problem on it, Afal Pikin, he says, just smearing the toothpaste on your teeth is an iser of memareach. You're smoothing something out. And therefore, many svarim I saw, modern svarim, saying you can never put on Vaseline or any lotion on Shabbos. So, it's a big chiddush, right? The big chiddush, first with Shabbos svara, it's a big chiddush because l'chayra, what is it that you're smoothing out? So you're not smoothing out anything, right? You're using a mishcha, which in Mareach is at most a drabanan, right? It doesn't really create a firm surface. You are no kavana for smoothing anything out, right? At most, you could talk about perhaps a psikresh de lo nichale in a drabanan. So it's not. And pashtusly, you should say there's no isur b'chlal. There's no surface. There's no surface that you're trying to smoothen out. Well, so I saw the Marsham in Das Torah by us, in Shulchan Ches. So he says there's really a lot of rayos that you can't just say categorically brushing your teeth or smoothing on lotion on Shabbos is aser. One raya he brings is from our sif, our sif Chaf Beis, that the sif says that you're allowed to be sach with oil. It says, but you're not allowed to be sach with chaylev. With fat, you can't be sach. You can't rub yourself your mak with fat. Because it's an isur drabanan of being molded, that when you melt something, that's asur drabanan to create a liquid. So the Shulchan Aruch, which is quoted from many Rishayim, it says the problem of rubbing yourself with chaylev is just because the chaylev is going to melt. But by atzem, in principle, there's no difference rubbing yourself with oil or rubbing yourself with a salad. Either way, it be'atzem should be mutter. So what about the mareach? Right? Why isn't aser? Are you smoothing a surface? Why isn't that aser? You're creating a smooth surface. He points as well in Shin Chavav Sif Yud. So that's a simon. Sif tells us also from Rishonim, you're not allowed to use soap on Shabbos. So since you're not allowed to use soap for the same reason that if you use soap on Shabbos, you're turning a salad into a liquid. And salad to a liquid, we know, that's a Gemara, that's Issed Rabbanan to turn a salad to a liquid on Shabbos. But doesn't mention a word about Memareach. It doesn't say more than that. Right? It's not a... It doesn't say you're smoothing out the soap over your body. That's not the problem. It doesn't mention such an issue. Right? So someone may, if so, you stand lotion or Vaseline or some other ointment, which doesn't change form, doesn't turn from a solid into a liquid. Right? I don't think Vaseline melts on a person. I don't think so. So l'chayr, there'd be no problem. Also, I thought it was interesting, kochel. The Gemara talks about kochel, and Rishonim talk about what's wrong with kochel and Shabbos. Tashas and Rishayim because of Refuah. There's a Beis Yosef who talks about maybe it's a Kosev problem, maybe it's a Soveya problem. But no one mentions that maybe it's the Mareach. Maybe it's an issue, you're making a smooth surface by rubbing it on yourself. The other place we have it, which also very stark, I thought, is here in Sif Chavav. Sif Chavav, the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Rambam, talking about that if a person has a makkah and he has a bandage on the makkah, so what can he do on Shabbos? So Shulchan Aruch says, Megal Tzatz Ratzir, you can pick up the bandage, or Mekaneach Pi HaMakkah, you can rub down the makkah, V'chozu Megal Tzatz HaSheni, Mekancha, Ratzir Atzva Lo Yekaneach, but don't rub the Ratzir, Mepnei Shulim HaMareach. So the Chayyur is telling you is that rubbing the ointment, this stuff on your skin, that's not a problem, because that's your skin. You're not looking to smooth out your skin. But rubbing on the bandage, that's a problem, because you're looking to smooth out the bandage. Because that's a surface, you're making the surface. So there's that grass. I was really a little bit bothered why this so much talk of chumras here. I was bothered to tell you some of Rav Vazner's tshuva, and Rav Vazner says there's really good reason for, he has a makar for this chumrah. But the actual chumrah, I really only saw in like more modern Achronos Shesvarim. But Rav Vazner quotes there's a rush. There's a rush, not 100% clear what he's talking about, but there's a rush in the first paragraph of Shabbos, Simen Lamed Gimel. The rush is talking about putting kilorin in the eye. Like kilorin, we don't know exactly what it is, but some sort of thing that makes your eyes feel good. So put a kilorin on the eye. So the Rush says it's usur to do it on Shabbos. And he says if it's a kilorin av, a thick kilorin, it's usur for two reasons. One, it's a gzeira atzur shchika samamanim, like all refuah, since you're doing the refuah. And it says if it's not just shchika samamanim, we're also choshe shemi yimareach. Maybe you'll yimareach. You'll smooth it out. Maybe you'll smear this kilorin. So, you know, it's just words there in the rush. What he's talking about, I don't know. He sounds like it's a problem to Raisa. He says, we're worried, maybe it'll be in my reach the kilorin. So I don't know what he's talking about, really. I don't know how it could be a Raisa problem. Right? If the Raisa problem, it has to be you're smoothing out to create a firm surface, and the reason you're doing it is in order to create a smooth surface. So I don't know what that could possibly have to do with kilorin. I thought perhaps he's talking about you're putting the kilorin on an applicator that's going on the eye, you know, like your tia. I thought that might be. But in any case, he does have those words in a rush. So if I'm going to try to tell you it's totally made up, I can't tell you that, but he does have a rush. So that's the svara. The other way to justify some sort of chumrah is just to say, in a chinami, we find there is an iser deraisa being with mareach or ratia. So if so, being mareach your skin, you could definitely hear it being a iser rabbanan. Right? Segreish to lo nichale, or lo ichvasle, but lo maisi we are machmir. Right? At least Ashkenazim are machmir, even by rabbanans, even when you don't have kavana. So, okay. Oh, in any case, so that's why I'm not going to tell you straight you could put lotions on Shabbos. However, what to do? So Rav Vazner himself says one heter. He says if someone's a chola, so he says it's still mutter to put ointment on a wound. He says, but don't be memareach. I mean, just put it on without smoothing it down. He says, ad is a chash shemi yimareach. He says, but if it's chola, so by chola we're not choshesh for shvusim. It's a shvus done b'shinui, because you normally when you put on lotion you do smooth it out. Here you're not smoothing out, and therefore a vazer was matter b'makam chola. To put on ointment without smearing it, and to be soim mechitz mutter because of the heter chola. Lemaisa, I'm still bothered because he really has a very stark raya. It's a very stark raya, it seems to be, that before modern Sfarim and before this rush, which I don't really know what it's talking about, there's a lot of makkah, there's no isser. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says a heter, So he brings from the Magen Avraham in Shin Tes Zayin Siv Katan Chaf Dalet. So he writes that he thinks that Memarech is only asur when you want a smooth surface. He says, but if you're rubbing something and you don't want it there at all, you just want it to be absorbed into the skin or into whatever it is you're absorbing it into, so it'll be mutter. He's talking about rubbing something into the ground and you want it to be absorbed into the ground. He says, that's not Memarech because you have no interest at all in having a smooth surface. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, you can be matter using an ointment if you're smoothing it in, and you smooth it in until it's absorbed. Meaning it's absorbed, that there's no smooth surface being created. So that'll be MS, I think, is a real hector. Now, if it's an ointment that's miyuchet for a fuah, then you'll have to, it'll only be mutter for a chola, because you'll have the regular esther of fuah on it. But stav, if it's an ointment, a lotion that's used by healthy people, so then a meila should be mutter as long as you put it on in a way that you don't create a smooth surface, right? You rub it and rub it and rub it, and it creates, you know, your skin's perhaps softer, but you're not creating a smooth surface, right? It's clear that your point isn't create a smooth surface, right? And it could be some people want a smooth surface. I don't know. I assume that's not why anyone. You put on lotion, you want your skin to be more comfortable, or you want it to heal, but you don't want people have problems with their skin is too rough, you know. So maybe they can be more. Okay. But okay, so the mice of that. That could be a hector, right? But lechatchila, what I would say, lechatchila, the best thing would be to use an oil. Right? Someone has hands, just use some oil. Take a little bit of oil or something that's completely liquid, and put that on. Okay, sif lamed is an issue with dislocated bones. So dislocated bones. So it doesn't happen to adults that much. I can tell you, it twice happened to me on Shabbos that one of my kids dislocated a bone, and I had to go to Solomon once and a doctor once, and they popped the bone back in. Right, piece of cake. But it was so easy because I didn't learn the halachas yet, so it was very simple. The bone, you don't keep your kid with a dislocated bone on Shabbos. Okay. It's in Pashut. I thought it was Pashut. It's not as Pashut. Not as Pashut as you would think. Oh, so there's a Mishnah Shabbos. Mishnah Shabbos is Ein Ma'atzvin Es HaKatan. Ein Ma'atzvin Es HaKatan, the Gemara says, to straighten out the spine. I don't know exactly what that means, you know, but that straightening out, you know, they have to have chiropractors, they do that. But something that was done to kids to keep their spine straight. The Ein Machzirin Es HaShever, and you can't, L'chayra means to reset a broken arm, a broken bone. Then it says, Mishna Sparka Yod V'Raglo, the Rashi says means that their arm or leg is dislocated. Lo Yitarfen Bitzone, don't shake them up in cold water, which apparently helped to ease the bone back into place. Al rochitz hukadarka v'nusrapa nusrapa. You could be rochitzit as if you're just washing yourself, and if it heals, it heals. But you can't the etzem pop the bone back in. Also, the Gemara says Shmuel was mekel. Shmuel says halacha machzir nes shever. Shmuel says you could be machzir the shever. That maybe in a different gersa in the Mishnah. But in any case, that's what Shmuel says. That's the halachah l'maisi, if you maxus or shaka. Then the Gemara says Rav Avia was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, and his arm popped out of the socket. His arm, his bone, the bone in his arm popped out. So Rav Yosef didn't let him push it back in. He says, why not? Shmuel says, maxus or shaka. So Rav Yosef says, no. Shmuel is only being matter sever, but when it's nisparka, nisparek the bone, so then it's usher to pop it back in. It's a chiluk between a broken bone and a dislocated bone. Fine. So it's usher. So it's usher. Now it's usher, so why didn't the doctor know that? It was from doctor, and that's how the guy didn't know that. So why did he do it? So there's a bit of an issue here, is that the issue here is that we know that anything that's not usher deraisa, you could do for sakkanas eiver. Right? A dislocated bone, right, or a broken bone, stomach, they at least sometimes are sakkanas eiver. You know, a doctor will know exactly what's what, but it definitely could be a sakkanas eiver, right? If you don't fix it in time, it could like start fixing wrong. So that's really the issue. Right. So one thing to say, so that's really what we have to look in, the din of binyan ba'adam. Is there an isser here? If there's no isser, if there's no din of binyan, we'll have to see why that would be. Right? Pashas, popping a bone back in, could be an isser of binyan. Right? Why is that not binyan? So what's the din? Is there a binyan issue? So one thing you could suggest is that there's a binyan issue here, and therefore there's a chil between a broken bone and a dislocated bone. A broken bone is going to be an issur d'rabbanan. Why? Because when you reset a bone, you're not actually building anything. You're setting things upright so that now you keep the guy mobile for a month or two, and his bone is going to fuse back together the right way. But the actual building, you're not actually building. Whereas when you are popping a bone back in, so you're actually building something. You know, the same way the lenses of your glasses would pop out and you would put them back in a way that they stay stuck back in. So that could be an issur of bona, because you are, right, this question, all these things, is bona or makir patish, but it could be an issur of bona. So what's the story? So there is a tshuva in Rav Vosner, in Chelek Ches Simen Tzadi Beis. So he writes that he thinks that putting a bone back in its socket could be a problem, bone of deraisa. Deraisa problem, because it's binyan. And he brings that there is an issur binyan in people. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, Dafav, one of the daf everyone learns, that on Shabbos there's an isser if you're being makis mursa. You have a cyst on Shabbos, right? So it came up in Shem Chavches, and you cut it open. So if you're just draining out the pus, so then it's mutter on Shabbos. But if it's to make a peh, you're opening it up in order to create an entrance way into the cyst so that the cyst could drain. Shadosh and Issa Dereisa, because that's making a door, which is a tolda of bona. Issa of bona. So says Rashi and Ksuvis, that you might think that by living beings there's no such thing as bona. That's not called bona. To have bona you need cement or you need some other things, at least inanimate objects. You think animate things don't have it in a bona. He says, yes, there is an Issa of bona by people. Shenema ve'yivin esatzela. The pasuk says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he built the rib into Chava, and therefore we see that you can have building with the people, and therefore Mela, popping a bone in the socket, it could be building. And he quotes, Rav Vosner quotes the Gemara, that Ein Ma'atzim Neskatan, you can't straighten the spine of the katan and even out the vertebrae. So the Gemara says, because it's mefsi kibona. So it says Rav Vosner, and if that's mefsi kibona, if you actually put a bone back in its socket, he thinks that would actually be bona. And he saw this also in Archa Shulchan. This is in Osnun Dalet. The Archa Shulchan, he quotes from Rashi. Rashi, Avodazar Chavches. He says, Malin Aznayim that there's the Gemara says you could be malin as nayim b'Shabbos. Pashas malas as nayim. Yoni told me that it's the chayra a dislocated jaw. The jaw pops out of its socket, the jawbone. So to fix it on Shabbos, so Rashi says it's mutter, but only because it's sakanas nefashas. Rashi says sakanas nefashas could come from this, it's mutter. But otherwise, it sounds from Rashi that it should be aser. Why would it be aser? So Arech HaShulchan says it would be aser because it would be bona is nesedereisa, and therefore it's only mutter for sakanas nefashas. So that seems to say that perhaps we could say that taka, the Shulchan Aruch kipshuto, a dislocated bone, ain't a chinami. It might be a sakonis aver, but it's still awesome. Wow. Okay. So the minhag's not like that. The minhag's like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, so he's more makel. He calls the Shulchan Atzei Shittim. That is a heter here. The heter is, it's to say not that way. Now, really, it's not bona, it's not the rice of bona, but rather, Beis Hamikdash is Rabbanan, and Memela, it would be mutter, but makom sakanas eiver. Alright, so why does the Gemara say you can't do it, if you could do it? So he says, when the Gemara says you can't do it, it's a case where it's not a sakanas eiver. He says, it's a case where it didn't totally pop out, he says that it's misparic, is that it didn't mamash come apart, but just moves a little bit out of its place, and therefore it's not a sakanas eiver, and since it's not a sakanas eiver, therefore it's aser. But if it would be a sakanas eiver, a vada, it would be mutter. So that's the mahalach that's matter, which is good to be matter, because you don't want anyone to lose their eiver. So, fine, but the kash is why it's not bona. That's somewhat troubling. Why is it not bona? So I thought actually you could say an interesting point is that Rashi is really the one Rishon who says that mildness as nayim is only mutter by sakanas nefashos. Other Rishonim seem to say that a dislocated jaw you're allowed to fix on Shabbos, and they understand because it's apparently not a sederaisa. They give different reasons why it's mutter sakanas aver, or because you don't use samamanim. But whatever it is, they don't understand that it's mamshnas sederaisa. Actually, you could say that Rashi is l'shitaso. Rashi in Ksuvis, so he makes a point that mapis mursa is asur because it says vayivin esat seila. Vayivin esat seila is megala to us that is binyan even in the gufa adam. Actually, you could say it's not so pashit. The emphasis is that vayivin esat seila, Rashi is using it for any binyan in a person. There's a gemara in Shabbos Tzadi Hei. So it brings the pasuk of a yivnas atzela, and it uses it for a different din. It says a yivnas atzela. It says we see from here that Hakadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair before she brought him to the chasana with Adam Harishon. She braided his hair because it says lashon of a yivin, and it says we see from this that braiding hair is a tolda of bona, and therefore Minatayra. One cannot braid a woman's hair on Shabbos. So the emphasis is, you could say that no, really, the Gemara on Siva Yivin is going on the hair. It's not really going on the guf. The actual guf of a person, actually, you could say, really, there's no binyan ba'adam. You could say but here there's an inyan of binyan, but the actual guf of Adam. It's not an inyan to binyan. The hezver I could think, perhaps, you know, there's a din that melechus and Shabbos have to be melechus machsheves, which some explain as melechus umnes. It has to be like a professional type of job. So actually you could say is that certain things are professions. You know, certain braiding here could be a profession. Whereas the actual structure of the body, the natural structure of the body, putting the bones together in a body, Efshu, we're not magdir that as an umnes, as a binyan. Right? Because the derech is that those are things that build themselves. Right? You could build things that don't, in the teva, the bria, don't build themselves. But something that in the teva, the bria, builds itself, such as a person. So actually you could say it's not real bona. things that are just accident as a katan or putting back the jaw or bone, actually you could say that's just it's not called omistik. Sometimes you need to do it, but in the bria, it's something that's expected to build itself, and therefore perhaps we could say that that's a non din of bone. So Efshu that could be. Efshu could be. Lemaisa, though, it does seem that most Rishonim seem to say that putting back a bone is not an Issur D'Oraisa. Right? It's the Chayim Mechzik Kibona, but it's not Mamish Bona. Right? It's not so Pashut, though, right? The only Heter would be Sakanas Aver. And are definitely seems like Rashi, and there's some basis to say there could be an Issur D'Oraisa here. So I'll just see what Rabbana writes in his Sefer, which he was talking to the doctors. He said, if it's not a Sakonis Aver, you should be careful. Since the mice, you're going straight up against the Gemara, really. A kid dislocates his arm. It's really not such a dangerous thing. They call it, I think, nursemaid's elbow or something. It's not something that's really dangerous. Your doctor, Mustam, will tell you to wait a few hours until you fix it. It's Lamaisa's the Feirush Gemara that it's Aser, so it's better to be Machmer if it's Taka. Taka could be some Shash Sakanas Aver, so then Sakanas Aver is a big reason to be Mekel. What? I did Guy for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I did Guy for sure, Mutter. Right, because then you could rely that it's painful, even if it's not painful, even if the mashal who's that kind of agent involved, athal pikein, it's al deigai would be mutter. Okay, just a few more nyanim. We'll try to be fast, but I didn't want to. This is last week, so we'll just finish up a few things. Another issue here that just comes up: a common thing is injections on Shabbos. A lot of people who need injections as part of things, different conditions. What exactly is the problem? Right, big issue is D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. Yeah.
Chovel.
What? Chovel. Yes, chovel. Right, so it's chovel. So Pashut, you can say, as Asur says D'Oraisa, you're being chovel. Right? So Shail is, if it's a D'Oraisa, then you're going to need a lot to be made of. What?
It's often a bit of blood.
It draws blood.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes draws blood. I assume most of the time it draws blood. Let's even say it's going to draw blood, right? If it won't draw blood, it really could be more makeup. But assuming it'll cause some bleeding, what is it? Is it D'Oraisa? Is it Rabbanon? Is it Peshur Aser? So, Pashas is that most Rabbanon. And most Rabbanon, because it's certainly Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, you're certainly not doing it for the blood. The emes is it's even more makel than that, right? It's also makalkal, right? We hold that makalkal chabur is not manatayra. It's makalkal. It's a loss to lose blood. Nothing's gained. The other point is that it's a pashal psikresh de lo nichale. Psikresh de lo nichale meaning it's going to draw blood, but you're not mechaving to draw blood, and you don't want it to happen. You're trying to put it in to draw cause the least bleeding as you could. So therefore, right, the Aruch Shulchan has that smutter, and the Maisa, therefore, it would be mutter definitely for a chola or some important medication that could bring a person to be a chola if he doesn't take it. So one could take an injection. Right, if it's not a chola, then one will not be able to take an injection. At least according to the standard halacha, which is that even psikresha de lo nichale, since if it is a psikresha, it's aser. If it could be done without a psikresha, though, it would be mutter. It could be that it's conceivable. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a
maaser refuah? A maaser refuah. You're right. Sorry, right. If he's not a chol, then it'll be a maaser refuah. It'll only be a mutter. When I was saying it, I was thinking about something that wouldn't be refuah. I was thinking about people who have to, some people have to take, I don't know, this just came in my head now. They have to always take shots. Some kids have to take shots for growth hormones, right? So Pashas is not refuah. It's probably, medically, it's probably not such a good idea. So, but the actual injection, So it's not a chol, so there wouldn't be any heter for the Issur Rabbanan. If it wasn't a psak reisha, so then
this
is what
you
could be
the
talking
same
about.
Thing as like if you're taking the pill regularly.
Right, so that might help for the, that might be a svar to help for a fua. Okay, but pashtus is not a fua b'chla. Pashtus. Okay, but as a more serious condition, for sure, it would be mutter. Intravenous, so it's a more serious shayla, because when they do intravenous, they have to get the injection, the needle has to go right into the vein. And how do they know it's in the vein? So they see when they put in the vein, a little bit of blood starts coming up the needle. So that's what they see, it comes to the vein. So some have thought there was a shmua, not for sure, it's true the shmua, but there was a shmua, the chaznish said that's nesu dereisa. Some say the chaznish didn't say that, but this is dereisa, why? Because you want the blood. Look, you want the blood because you want the blood to show you where the needle is, where the end of the needle is, so you'll know that you placed it right. So that's a shasha, this is a reisa. So that would make an iser. Many said it's not true. Maybe the Chazal didn't say it. And many said, Rosh Zalman was quoted as saying this. Others, as far as I saw, most in Tzitzel Yezer, Chelkid Gimel Simon Memhei, the Pashtus, this is, it's definitely not Tzricha Legufa. Tzricha Legufa means when you want, like the Gemara says, if you draw blood from a person, it means you want to feed it to your dog. So that would be chayv on Shabbos, right? You hit your friend not because you like your friend very much, but your dog's thirsty, so you take blood. That's tzricha leguf. You need the dam. Over here, you don't mount need the guf a dam. It said v'shem the chazanish. He pointed the Gemara in Ksuvis. Says that dam b'sulim. The Gemara said tzada that beer is shown as aser because the person wants the dam b'sulim because they want to see. He wants to see that his wife is a b'sula. So it's pointed out, so numbers from Archos Shabbos, I think more of Karp Sefer, pointing out it's not so doma. A person wants Dan Basulim because he wants Dan Basulim. He wants, I got a good, healthy Basula, a good girl. But the over here, you don't want the blood at all, right? You're not putting in the needle to get the blood. It's just that if you put the needle in the wrong place, you'll know because the blood didn't come out. But you're putting it in order to put it in medication. So Pashas is that's Enos Shrichel Gufa. It's Enos Shrichel Gufa. You still though can't call it. You still can't really call it Psikresh de Lo Nichele. Psikresh de Lo Nichele. You need it to be that you don't want it to happen. Here you do want the blood. You want. You have. Oh, the blood's there. I did a good job. So therefore, Lachshon Shrichel Gufa will be Drabanan. But it's not going to make any Hiterim, even with Makam Chola. Right, would not matter. Okay, it still could be useful for people, you know, if they're right. You say Mishum Eva, someone working in a Geisha hospital and has to put an intravenous needle, and there's no way to get out of it. So they could rely on Malachshen Tzrich LeGufa. One issue here. Issue, really closely sticky issue. It's brought in Sif Memchet, yeah.
Just with the blood thing, so we saw yesterday in Seder that with a nursing mother, and maybe she could release some milk so that the kid would be enticed to milk.
Right.
So is that basically the same thing?
So it's discussed that maybe that the Magen Avraham quotes that maybe that's considered Lachshon Tzrich LeGufa. It depends exactly, you know, how you define the Lachshon Tzrich LeGufa. Right? You know, it's different. Does it mean you have to actually use the gufa, the chol, or just have a positive product from it? Right? So it could be that any positive product would be considered Tzrich LeGufa. It's not 100% clear. But the intravenous, I won't call it a positive product because you don't want the dam. You don't need the dam b'chlal. You couldn't have any interest in it. It's just to show you that I'm not in the wrong place. Right? It's, so I can hear that being Einatri Kalagufa. A little more involved in, you know, Hilchos Shabbos. I thought that was more pashut. Sif Mem Ches, interesting din. 40 Urayim. Urayim says a chumra here. You know, Urayim often says chumras. And this is really a very Urayim Dika chumra. He says that one can't put the bandage on blood. He says, even though the Gemara says you put a bandage on a wound, but it means a wound without blood. Right? You had to wash it off and put the bandage on it. Right? It's a bigger kinta, right? It's a very bigger kinta. The Gemara says, you're allowed to put a bandage onto a wound. You know, bandage without anything on it, just a plain cloth bandage. Fine, he says it, but he says he has a good svar. He says it's soveya. You're dying the bandage red. Now you understand that if you put on the bandage and it's not bleeding at the second you put on, even if later it'll be bleeding, so then it'll be tzoveya, but you don't do it. It just flowed on its own from the maka. But if you actually put it down on blood, he says that's the problem. He says the same thing about when you're eating. He says if you're eating berries, so don't wipe your mouth or wipe your hands with a napkin, because you're dyeing the napkin. You're dyeing the napkin with this nice blue color.
Dyeing water if you wash your face with water, though.
Oh, okay. So that's a big kasha, right? Okay, that's a big kasha. I thought, like, wow, that's a big kasha. And what about the Italian ices and the red tongue? Okay, so he's happy that Urayim himself did answer that kasha. He asked the kasha on himself. He was bothered by that, too. So he says, that's a big kasha. That's the biggest kasha. But he says that it's not the way to dye your face and your tongue and your hands. Now, the truth is, he points out there also, he says, you know, the Gemara does say a woman who puts on makeup on Shabbos is chay for tzoveya. He says, yes, but it's not the way you don't color your face with blueberries. So, okay, this is true.
I could see that.
Right. So the emesis. I mean, the emesis. It needs a hesbi. One of the kashas asked on him already an early kasha asked in the Lekid Yosher Talmud Shulam Zadeshi. He says, what about a hilchos nida? A woman every day of her shivan akiyum, she checks herself with a cloth, a white cloth, to check the blood if she's bleeding, or even if she wants to check what color it is. You know. So it's very. It's a very big kasha. It's a very, very big kasha. I think the teretz l'chayra, I can only say a very dark teretz, is that, you know, you have to ask the chalal, what's he talking about? Anytime you use a napkin, if you get berries, why are you bringing berries? Like, bring in anything. Anytime you wipe anything on a cloth, you're making something dirty and you're changing it from white to gray. Tell me that's tovei. So l'chayra d'pshad is pashut. Magen Avraham quotes from Razvaz that derech lichluch is mutter. Derech lichluch is that dying, part of dying isn't just that you're superimposing one color on another color. Dying is a certain change that you've created something. It's dyed fabric. It looks nice. So actually you could say you have a white cloth and a nice bright red color. If you didn't know it was blood and you were just looking at that piece of it, you say, oh, that's nice dye. Or nice a blueberry, and it goes in the neck. Ooh, very nice, you know. So actually, you could say that's what that really happens. Dam nidus. I've never seen a bedika cloth that you look at and say, "Oh, what a dyed piece of." So actually, you could say something like that. Lemaisa, it's a chumra. The most to be machmir is what I saw on the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He writes. Just to be machmir, to try to use something disposable. He says, you use a disposable napkin or a band-aid, so he says that you can rely on, and don't worry about the urayim, because there's no chashivas there at all. At least the urayim was just someone talking about an undyed cloth. You're using an undyed cloth, and you're using it for this. Okay. All right, so that's down the chumrah. I'll just say one last word here. Just the shleim sad has sof is about yomtiv. Yom Tiv is also an Isser of Refuah. Just say very quickly, Isser Refuah. It was also in the Gemara Beis Chaf Beis. A Meimur was asked about being Kochel and Naim on Yom Tov, and a Meimur said it's Aser. So the Shtickel Shaila, why is it Aser? Why is it Aser? Because the emes is being sochik sam amanim, it's not so clear as asr on Yom Tov. So occasionally token is mutter on Yom Tov. If something couldn't have been ground before Yom Tov, you're allowed to grind things. You can't grind in a mill, but in a hand grinder, you're allowed to use it for some things on Yom Tov. So why is it? Why is it asr? Some have suggested that perhaps refuah is not considered like ochel nefesh. It's not shovel ochel nefesh. Perhaps there's some types of grinding that could be nisur d'oraisa if you grind things that weren't needed. Lamaisa, the best teretz I saw though, why it's aser, is in Shevet Halevi Chelik Ches Simin Pei Beis. Here goes Gemara Beis Yer Ches that says that in general we're mashva Yom Tov to Shabbos for all the shvusim. That even though we're matter cooking on Yom Tov, but stam shvusim we kept the same Shabbos and Yom Tov. A little bit strange, it's talking there about being Tovel Kalim, which the Gemara says that being Tovel Kalim is Asr on Shabbos. One of the reasons is Shem Yavireno Arba Amos Rishas HaRavim. Rava says because of Shem Yavireno. So the Gemara says, so why is Asr on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says because they were Mashra Shabbos Yom Tov for Shvusim. Right? Could be that Shvus is more than just Stama Agzera. It's something more than that. It's something of the nature of the Kedusha of the day. You want the Kedusha of Yom Tov to be similar to the Kedusha of Shabbos. L'maisa halach l'maisa, that's true. You know? I know there are some who are make of it. The basic din in Shulchan Aruch is quite clear that Yom Tov is like Shabbos with Refuah. The big heter will end with this. The big heter is Yom Tov Sheni. The Gemara in Beit Zachav Beis, Amemer says, that a Yom Tov Sheni, it's mutter to be kochel einayim. So that's just is an interesting heter that let's assume the halach that all Refuah is mutter and Yom Tov Sheni. Why is it mutter? It's not so clear. It's interesting with Iran that he says it's mutter because it's a chola. We're talking about a kochel. Stam kochel is for a chola. And a chola creates a heter because we're always, just like for a mace, we're more makel on Yom Tov. So too for a chola, we're more makel on Yom Tov Sheni. It's an extreme circumstance. However, the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Tzadi Vav, so Shulchan Aruch is maker like the Rambam. The Rambam says that even if you're not a chola, anything that's needed on Yom Tov Sheni is mutter. It's completely, stam refuah, no chola at all. It's still mutter. So why is it mutter? If all shvusim are doma Shabbos Yom Tov, why were the shvusim were more maker? So the Magen Mishnah says because this is something that's hanas hagaf. On Yom Tov, we're always more maker by hanas hagaf. He doesn't say exactly what he means, okay, but Yom Tov Rishon, Nevada, Refus Aser. So the Ritva says, the Ritva in Beitza, so he says that the reason for the chilek between Shabbos and Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, he says, because even Yom Tov Rishon, really, Misvara, it shouldn't be Aser at all. It shouldn't be Aser because there's no real fear of Chigasam Aman, and Stam Ashvos. So Mamel, we don't want to make a chilek between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But on Yom Tov Sheni, we know anyway isn't really Yom Tov, and people don't understand there could be a lesser kedusha to it. So therefore, Mamela, since there's no real reason for it, so Mamela or Mekel on Yom Tov Sheni. So that's halacha lemaisa Yom Tov Sheni. Everything that's asim shem refuah would be mutter. Okay, Ashgayach, thank you everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashgayach to the Yailam. Alhai Vaita. Okay, Hashem. Okay, we're still staying until next week, I was saying, but
I agree.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.